For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy, happy Friday. It's the weekend. It's 6:07 in your time check. That's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it. We have done it. We've gotten to Friday. Now, this is all about attitude of gratitude, deciding that because it's Friday, you're going to be in a great mood. It doesn't matter whether you have to work this weekend or not. I say that because I have the weekend off. Yeah.
Wow.
Was that too blatant in your face?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Let me tone it down just a little bit. If you have to work the weekend, it's probably because you have an important job. You know, like first responder, law enforcement, medical, something like that.
Retail is important to a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you want to cure humanity? Retail therapy has saved lives.
So be glad you got a job.
Yeah.
And you're not on strike.
Yeah, quit whining.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you, Merrick Garland now? Little crybaby. Oh, you know.
Oh, I know.
Don't be naughty. Controlleth the tongue, Bobby.
Yes, please.
I'll try. All right. No more debates. One of your top stories. No more debates. Trump says, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with that. I don't want to play that game anymore. And why would he? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
3-on-1 back in the day when he was a billionaire had a different meaning, perhaps, than, the debate. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But I got to get to this. This Merrick Garland, he's the attorney general. This guy's like the chief, like law enforcement type guy in the nation. And his number one duty is to uphold the Constitution. I get it. Attorney generals are picked to also be wingmen.
Yeah.
Remember that one? To Obama. Mm-hmm. Wingmen to the president. And whenever they go out of their way to tell you how independent they are,
that
does is irritate me. Look, we know that you're going to cover for whatever president, and this is a Republican and Democrat, at least to some extent. We know that.
Yeah.
So stop it. Stop it with the insulting, once again, the intelligence of the American people. But this attorney, General Merrick Garland, he just protests too much. Listen to his crybaby stuff. He had to have a press conference for this. All the issues that we're facing, illegal immigrants committing crimes, rapes, murders, eating dogs, cats, rabbits, and his number one concern is protecting the good name of the DOJ.
There is not one rule for friends and another for foes.
Really?
One rule for the powerful and another for the powerless.
Please.
One rule for the rich and another for the poor.
He said that already.
One rule for Democrats and another for Republicans.
Is he a little sensitive that maybe Donald Trump called him out a little bit the other night?
Yeah.
A little sensitive?
He's very sensitive and very defensive. There's no doubt about it. And, but wait a second. You should have zero fears about the DOJ being used in any way for political purposes. You know why? Well, because.
You also have my promise.
Oh, you have his
promise. Nothing will ever stop me from defending this department.
No.
Nothing will stop him from defending the indefensible, I think is what he's saying. And then he explains to me exactly what's going on. Just he looks at it differently.
Our norms are a promise that we will not allow this nation to become a country where law enforcement is treated as an apparatus of politics.
Yeah, unless you're going after Donald Trump.
Too late.
Yeah.
It's too late. Nice try. Toothpaste is out of the tube, pal. Horse is out of the barn. It's clear. It was clear from the FBI in those texts from Agent Strzok.
That
tipped it off a little bit there. I mean, if you want to go back to Lois Lerner and the IRS, targeting Tea Party groups, slow walking their tax exemption stuff, etc. It's been happening. Is there any doubt in anyone's mind that the DOJ has not been weaponized? Yeah. Of course they have. Donald J. Trump is, I mean, item number one.
Yep.
There's no doubt that this has been a political witch hunt against Trump, starting from when he first announced his candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely when he became a real legitimate player in the political game. And then when he became president, I mean, there is that faction. And you can't, this is not conspiratorial. We see it with our own eyes and ears. It is so obvious what is going on here. Now, if Merrick Garland means a single word he said, which he does not, this is clearly the most weasels of weasels. This guy... Mm-hmm. This guy makes weasels look good. No, I'm serious.
You're right.
And
you're right.
And it gets worse. And he's out there and he's so defensive. Here's the bottom line. If he was the least bit serious and meant anything he said, he would have followed all that up or led with the dropping of all cases against Donald J. Trump. He really should have apologized and said, you know, because of this, a politicalization, weaponization, it's getting out of hand. And we see it happening with the pursuit of Donald Trump, utilizing laws that had to be twisted and turned and reinvented because the statute of limitations has run out, or because it's really a federal thing, but they want to pursue it in state court, et cetera, et cetera. That's what he should have said, and he should have profusely apologized and said, from this day moving forward, I'm not going to allow the Department of Justice to be used as a tool, as a weapon, as a partisan political tool to take out political enemies of whoever is in power, in this case, the Democrats. But he would never go that far. That's absurd. But to simply say, yeah, we're going to call off the dogs. Mm-hmm. When it comes to these cases, they're not really valid. We know what they are about. But he's never going to do that either, because he is through and through a weasel. And he's in a very critical position as the attorney general. And it's so interesting the kind of terminology he uses, like, will not bend to political pressure. You're already in a prone, bent-over position, no offense, but you already are. And then he puts out this, you know, warning, and you know he's talking about Trump. It's dangerous to target and intimidate individual employees of this department simply for doing their jobs.
Right.
Come on. Weasels ripped by flesh. Thank you, Frank Zappa. And thanks for nothing, Merrick Garland. You are really... it's not good.
No, it's not.
Uh-oh. Dolphins not only lost football game last night, may have lost their quarterback. Details on that coming up. It is 6:16. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Hey, good luck. It's Friday the 13th.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Another day in paradise. Happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning. It's Friday.
Reminder, the Bob Rose Show podcast. You won't miss a minute of anything. Go wherever you normally get your podcast and hit subscribe. There's no fee, no charge, but you'll have all of it right there at your fingertips. and you can utilize it and enjoy it at any time. All right? Football season is here, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We've got the Gators, a little a chance at some redemption playing in the swamp. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Texas A&M. That's going to be a very good test for them. Maybe not quite as strong as Miami. That's a good thing. But definitely this will be this will show where they're at. Samford, you can't. I mean, that was a good, really practice game. Smooth out some of the wrinkles. Give this Lagway guy some time. All right. We'll see what happens. Saturday is going to be interesting. There's some people going, I'm not as interested in the season as I was. I go, come on.
Just start. Come on.
You can give up if you want to, but why would you? For several reasons. First of all, I'm a fan through and through. Yeah, it's discouraging when you see some things that aren't going well, but
happens.
Come on. Let's still give them a chance. I mean, when you're just in the third game of the season and you're 1-1, I mean,
come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. I just like saying that.
Don't notice.
Speaking of football, last night the Dolphins lost, which is important. Actually, I think everybody in my little pool, family pool, actually picked the Dolphins to win. So everybody lost, so it's not like I'm going to fall behind.
Right.
But the Bills beat the Dolphins last night in Miami. But the really bad thing is Tua, the quarterback for Miami, he took a hit. And it was 4th-and-4, took the ball, ran with it, got the first down, and then some. And instead of sliding, he had some head contact.
Yeah, he put apparently. His head down and went in.
Yeah. And he picked up the first down all right, but he appeared disoriented as his hand began moving uncontrollably.
Not a good sign.
And he held his head as Dolphins began crowding around him. Players on both the Bills and the Dolphins got down on one knee as medical staff were quick to run out and assess the quarterback. After talking to him, he ultimately walked off on his own power, good, but was noticeably limping. Limping.
Which is interesting because he hit his head and his neck.
Right.
Yeah.
And when his arm was moving uncontrollably,
this is the
nerves being impacted and affected. Mm-hmm. And this guy has a history.
Yep.
History of getting concussions.
We mentioned a couple of years ago possibility of retiring.
Well, and that's what now you're going to hear some of the voices calling for that. Now, look, he's still very young, but relatively young in terms of the game. He had many great years ahead of him. Oh, and he's a competitor. If he wasn't, you don't get to that level, period. Okay? He's a competitor, and he's gifted. But he does have to take a serious look at the long-term consequences. This CTE is not a made-up thing. It is real. And we're not even really, I don't even think we're fully getting the picture in terms of trauma to the head over a period of time, starting when we're very, very young. I mean, we're just starting to scratch the surface of the damage done and then the effects as you age and the impact based on, impact.
Yeah.
So clearly, if you're just sitting and talking to a wise man, he would say, hang up the cleats. It's clear you can speak still for now. Mm-hmm. You could do the broadcasting thing and make a decent living. Hopefully you've saved a little bit of your multi-millions of dollars that you've already made. If somebody said you can't do this for a living anymore because it is going to negatively impact your health, seriously impact your health, I would be heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be absolutely, because I love what I do. And I'm sure he feels the same way. He loves what he does. The difference is he's got money in the bank, and if he plays his cards well, he's not going to have to work real hard, and he'll still have a very, very, very good lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Whereas Greg and I will be eating cat food if we had to do something.
And maybe not even the good stuff.
No. No, of course not. It'd be the dry stuff, then you have to add
water.
But no, on a serious note, it's probably time for this guy to hang it up. Was he going to wait for some form of paralysis to set in? And here's the other thing. He might play. Let's say he plays another 4 or 5 years, has a concussion here or there, maybe one or two more. And he leaves the game and he appears to be okay. This is the underlying scary stuff about this whole CTE. It could be 10 or 15 years down the road.
Yep.
And he'll begin to feel the effects of this whole thing. Personality changes make some people crazy,
they do
depressed.
Some, they do some crazy
yes.
stuff.
Yes, yeah. It is real. It is serious. And it's sad. And some people are kind of more prone to this kind of thing, the concussion and the damage. And he may be one of those people. I mean, I think he is.
Well, you get multiple hits like this. It adds up.
Yep. Now, he appeared to suffer a concussion the game prior against the Bills at home, but it was ruled he was dealing with a back injury, which led to him stumbling after noticeably smacking his head on the ground during a play. Just 4 days later, in week four, this is going back to previous seasons, week four against the Bengals, Tua was tossed onto the stadium turf in Cincinnati, and a disturbing scene unfolded as his hands were posturing, an occurrence that sometimes comes with head injuries where the fingers curl.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. That's serious. That is serious. Look, I love the game, and I love the hitting. And I hope it doesn't all completely go away and turn into flag football. But this kind of thing happening, and it happens multiple times to you, he's got a decision to make. I know he's a competitor. He's a good one. He wants to win. But this CTE is real. It has ruined people's lives and in many cases, some of the people around them. All right. Hey, speaking of football and coaching, the head ball coach that we're all a big fan of around here, Steve Spurrier, spoke out about an issue that, quite frankly, well, he is entitled to his opinion, but I'm not sure if he sees the whole picture. I will explain exactly what I'm talking about coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We are live and local, and it's Friday the 13th. 97.3 The Sky. Scary! Good morning. Happy Friday, the 13th. It is 6:38. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Morning, hey. Greg.
Good morning.
Friday the 13th. We say it with a chuckle. It means absolutely nothing anymore. And I'll tell you why. Not just because, you know, I might talk about superstition, you know.
Yeah, right.
Step on a crack, break your mama's back.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't really believe in that.
No.
The mirror thing? No. Maybe? No.
Nah.
Walking under letter? No. Black cat? New. All right. So, in the world we live in today.
Yeah.
See, we used to have to think of things to get us scared. That's the kind of world a lot of us grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
It was an awesome world. Now, bad things were going on. We weren't bludgeoned with them on a 24-hour news cycle, for one thing.
No internet. Yeah.
Yeah. But now we are. So, it makes Friday the 13th now like, really? Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
It gets to that point. Okay. So, there's that. Moving on. Steve Spurrier, who I very much like and respect. Mm-hmm. And do I know him? If I shook hands with him and he looked at me, would he recognize me? I would say
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. He's been in the studio and that
kind
of thing.
He's been here, but
he meets a lot of people.
I'm being honest. I meet a lot of people, and I don't want to, like, you know, forget somebody, but of course I do. I'm pretty good about faces.
But
sometimes
names?
The name doesn't connect, yeah. but faces I'm pretty good at. But anyway, long story short. So what I do know of him and interaction I've had with him, I like him.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good guy, and I always felt he was a fantastic coach. And the thing that some people didn't like about his attitude or his quips and all that, that just made me like him more. Now, if you were never a Gator fan, well, there's probably plenty of reasons you could find why you did not care for him, so to speak. But as a person, everything that I have felt and learned, he's a good guy. So this is to set up what he said recently that I have to take issue with. And he spoke out. This came from footballscoop.com. And this is Steve Spurrier talking about AR-15s.
That's different.
I've never known him to be a gun guy because I don't think he is. I'm pretty sure he's not.
And he hasn't said anything to let us think one thing or the other, really.
Right. College sport figures rarely weigh in publicly on hot button topics, especially during an election year. However, Steve Spurrier is known for sharing exactly what he thinks, and that's precisely what he did on his Inside the Huddle show he hosted the other day. One of the most divisive issues in America. Fully aware that his opinion will have plenty of critics, Spurrier brought up the issue of AR-15 availability by referring to the school shooting at Appalachian High School in Georgia that took the lives of four individuals. He specifically mentioned the school's defensive coordinator, Ricky Aspinwall, who lost his life that day. And the head ball coach clearly felt compelled to share some thoughts on the current state of guns in America. In short, he's among the growing number of people who are tired of hearing and reading about people's thoughts and prayers after yet another school shooting. Quote, everybody says hearts and prayers go out, but why in the world in America are you eligible to go into a store and buy an AR-15 rifle? They should just have a sign, Spurrier said. If you need a gun for mass school shootings, here is your AR-15. We will give you a discount.
Wow.
Why don't you just put the sign up there? That's the only thing they're used for. You don't need them for self-defense, and yet we sit here and say, blah, blah, blah. He goes on to say, we are messed up in America to allow sick people to have these guns, and it ain't going to stop until they get all of these guns out of the way. You can carry a six shooter, protect yourself, which we are all for. But these AR-15s are for mass shootings in the schools, and we sit here and allow it to happen in America, and it makes me sick. Now, Coach Spurrier, like everybody else, is certainly entitled to his opinion, and I absolutely am an advocate of free speech. I would just say this. 3% of homicides, 3%. Are due to rifles. 3%. Now, saying that number, does that make us all feel good about any sort of a shooting at all, whether it's considered a mass shooting or not? Of course not. Now, what? There's no walk away from a school shooting where you can think of anything positive to say about it. It's impossible. There's a couple of different ways to look at it. One is, in a free and open society, can we protect people all the time from depraved individuals?
No.
We can't.
No.
And how many things can be misused and abused and used to break the law?
Everything.
You can buy a car that produces 700 horsepower or more right out of the factory. And many people would say, when in the world are you ever going to use that kind of horsepower?
It's not the point.
That is not the point. Now, granted, it's used for transportation, but people can abuse that. We've got a local story, in fact, that I'll get to, about a woman who tried to hurt a man with her car, allegedly. And here's just a quick overview on it. The Second Amendment, if you understand that constitutionally, it is to help protect us against a tyrannical government. There's nothing in the Constitution that says, for hunting and for self-defense, man ought to have a gun. That's not what it says.
No.
It talks about protecting us against a tyrannical government. And one of the ways you can measure whether a government is tyrannical or not is when your Constitution says you can and shall bear arms and they will not be infringed, and the government infringes and bans and tries to take away. That is your first clue that they are, if not already, becoming tyrannical. See how that is like a double protection? The mere fact that you're trying to ban something from the government, that means that they're becoming tyrannical. And then everybody's like, oh, yeah, well, you can't find tanks and F-16s and all that. I'm not going to give you a dissertation on all the guerrilla warfare around the world where actually it has made a difference. I won't get into all that. What I will say is, in today's world right now, what is realistic? A gang of maybe illegals that is well organized coming down your street, very well armed.
So a six shooter would be...
good. If you're a very good shot, you could maybe take a few of them out. Maybe. Mm-hmm. If you're very, very fortunate, a very good shot. If you can hit them before they hit you, because they will have weapons that they don't care that they've been made illegal or banned.
No.
So in today's world where gang violence is real and only escalating, yes, an AR platform, an Armalite, what really stands for, not assault, a rifle. You really have a much greater chance today of having a threat of multiple attackers.
Yes, you do.
And it is difficult to defend yourself unless you really have, a good, solid weapon.
With enough rounds. All this 10-round crap means nothing.
Every day that I look at anything from the United Kingdom, literally every day, there's at least one and sometimes multiple stabbings taking place.
Mass stabbings. 10 people, getting hurt. 12 at a time.
Yes, there is something about the way that rifle looks that keys off something in some people's brains. Hey, you better hurry up and get your tickets for the annual Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans Barbecue that the Republican Executive Committee does every year, because added to the venue, in case you haven't heard, is Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. We've had her on the air many times. Uh-huh. She's very bright, and I'm sure she has some excellent things to say. So get those tickets. It's a week from today. It's actually on a Friday.
Sneaking
so at the Legacy Center in beautiful Alachua, Florida. This way, you might not have to get up and go to work early in the morning. You can let your hair out a little bit. Well,
mine's already out. Yeah. I'm glad they moved it, because Friday night's great. Because we'd always do that on a Thursday, and I'd come in a little sleepy on Friday.
Not
thanks, guys.
You.
Appreciate that. Well, I like to attend a thing or two here and there on occasion.
Yeah, every once. We won't call it a schmooze tour. Yes, we will.
Well, yes, you will.
It's a schmooze tour.
Yeah, it is.
But it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is Friday the 13th. I said it earlier. That means nothing to us anymore because there's too many real scary things in the world other than some kind of numbers, symbols, whatever. And by the way, as long as you are listening to me, hanging out with me, I reverse the negative power of the 13 because I was born on the 13th. So you are blessed through me.
It's been redeemed.
Not by me, because I don't do that kind of thing.
None of that power.
But through me.
Yes.
And you're welcome.
Aw.
All right. Always taking care of local and state business as well here on this show. Two complete strangers made a daring rescue. A driver became stuck in a sinking pickup truck right here in Florida. And one of the heroes saying that she just did what needed to be done.
Wow. It's impressive.
Yep. Ariana Ebert was driving to work in Brevard County on Saturday. She saw the shocking scene of a truck in the Indian River Lagoon after it had run off the road. She immediately leapt into action, jumping into the water. She saw the driver, a man named Gerald, unsuccessfully attempting to escape the sinking vehicle through the small back window.
Oh,
imagine the panic,
scary.
The feeling.
Mm.
Pretty much in my mid-jump, I saw Gerald come out of the small back window of his truck. Just his arms and head, and the truck went down and sunk with him in it. So it's looking good, and then can you imagine, you see the guy, like his hands are outstretched, his eyes.
Because this truck is nose down going in the water.
And then all of a sudden, the truck starts, and he, on the truck, pull away, all you see is his arms flailing as he goes down. But she, continued to take action. Another stranger, Don Cobb, had jumped into the water to help. Ebert joined him and worked together to hold the driver's head above the water as they tried to remove him from the truck. This is as it's filling.
It's
the cab's filling up with water,
goodness.
And it's sinking. He was blue and purple.
Wow!
At that point. They had him about halfway out, but he was caught on his belt. At one point, Don was like, pray. We looked at each other and just thought this outcome was not going to be the best. And they continued to pull on Gerald. A Brevard County Sheriff's deputy arrived at the scene and jumped in. When the deputy got there, he was able to grab Gerald's head and hold it above water somewhat, just And I just dove into the water and pulled with every ounce of strength I had left in myself. This is the woman, Ebert.
Wow. Awesome.
Ariana Ebert. Finally, the man was free. All three Good Samaritans got Gerald to the shore where CPR was administered. Ebert brought flowers to the hospital room on Sunday. She brought flowers to the guy she saved.
Man, that could have been a whole different story.
It's definitely out of my nature to jump into any sort of body of water besides the pool, she said. All I can say is I believe that God gave me the strength to overcome my fears that day because he needed to use me to save somebody's life.
Wow.
Is that awesome? Mm-hmm. They said they were praying on it as this whole thing is the outcome's not good. They're like, we can't get this guy loose.
He's stuck. And the truck's going down, nose first.
It's not good. And then to say that this is out of my nature and that God gave me the strength to overcome my fears. He needed to use me to save somebody's life. I love that kind of a story. I mean, that's, you know, look, they literally, there's no doubt about it, they literally saved a guy's life.
I mean, he's turning blue, needed CPR, he's stuck, the truck is going down. Man.
There are not enough words on days like today that explain the immense emotions one feels about just how great this community is. Our deputies are trained to jump into action in emergency situations. We'd never ask citizens to put their lives at risk, but to see them selflessly try to save someone in a truly scary situation shows the kind of people that make up Brevard County. Yep, well said. And that is just you, and nobody knows. We don't know. We'd like to think that we could play the hero if we're called upon, but nobody really knows until that moment occurs. And for her to be so proactive, and then another guy jumps in the water. I can tell you right now, I mean, looking at a body of water in Florida.
Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah. I just think, that act alone takes a lot of courage.
There's a great video meme out there of why you should wear polarized sunglasses in Florida. And it shows looking through a camera into a little creek. But when you look at it with the glasses on,
there's
what's underneath. And it's huge.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
That's a great story, though.
It is. That's awesome.
And there is so much more to come on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.